A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 10 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 12:1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Let us throw off everything that hinders. If ever we are to make progress in any area of our lives, we must identify the things that are a hindrance to our progress and get rid of them. Life is a race, and it ought to be run with utmost caution and self-discipline. The picture set before us in Hebrews 12 is that of a race. We have been named in the race, but the race has not yet been run. In other words, we Christian people have all professed the faith, but have not really made much of a forward move. The race is still ahead. This was the position of many of the Hebrews to whom this letter was addressed. They had professed the faith, but had not yet made much progress, or in some cases, any forward move at all. Indeed, some, seeing the formidable length of the course, the race would be long and tiring. The stiffness of the gradients, difficulties in coping with the twists and turns of the Christian life in a world of suffering and death. The hindrances strewn along the way, all these difficulties might make some contemplate withdrawing. Have you ever felt like this journey of faith is too difficult and sometimes too boring with all its demands of righteousness? That was the situation. And so the attention of the Hebrew people needed to be drawn to some important realities, namely that a Christian life and our race is a struggle and we need to travel it light. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. In other words, away with all hindrances. Do you know, friends, that there are acceptable things that can become weights to hold us back from making it to the finish line in this race of faith? Maybe the love of home and family, love of country, love of comfort and ease, contentment with job, security at work. These legitimate things can become weights that hold us back in the race. Let us throw off everything that hinders. And then there are sins, which are evidently harmful in themselves and are a great hindrance to the race we are called to run. We must get rid of them. You know, friends, in any sport, athletes are susceptible to adopting a number of bad habits that can hinder them from becoming the best athletes and teammates they can be. Whether it is a sloppy technique or poor reads, any bad habit prevents them from becoming the perfect athlete that players in their sport strive to become. Just as bad habits can plague athlete performance, sin hinders us in our spiritual performance. It hinders our relationship with Jesus Christ. Let us throw off everything that hinders. And the starting point is to identify the things that hinder our walk with Christ. Is it the crowd we hang around? Is it an addiction? Is it our appetite for life, for sin, even for food? What is it that hinders us? Once we have identified the sins that hinder us, then we are ready to do what Jesus said in Mark 9, namely, that we must cut off the causes of our sin in order to build a stronger relationship with Him. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. You don't think Jesus was really asking us to cut off our parts of our body, so do you? No. What he meant was that if your hand causes you to sin, don't touch. If your eye causes you to sin, don't look. If your feet causes you to sin, don't go. And while we do all that, enduring the sufferings of this world, we must keep our eyes focused only on Jesus, who endured all suffering and disregarded the shame because he was expecting the crown of glory. Let us throw off everything that hinders. God, our Heavenly Father, you have not kept your glory hidden from us. In Christ, we have been shown the way of consecrated living, but we are slow to follow it. Father, we acknowledge our great shortcomings, our mistaken priorities, our ready excuses, our disturbing lack of love. We are impatient with the people closest to us and indifferent towards those who are conveniently far away. We do not live up to our own ideals, and our ideals fall far short of your truth. We are aware of many ways in which we have betrayed you, both by doing wrong and by leaving good undone. You are aware of many more which we, in our hardness, have not even noticed. Father, as we run this race of life, help us to throw off everything that hinders our walk with you. Forgive us so far as we are ready to be forgiven, and bring us to new peace and wholeness. For the sake of him who died for our forgiveness, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.